major announcement from congressional leaders today as they announce their willingness to address the racial injustices plaguing the nation. Hear why top lawmakers are committed to offering members of the Black Lives Matter movement either a statue or a holiday. And later, is this weird tender lump on the back of my neck a cyst or is it a boil? We're going to pop it to find out. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. There's about to be wet-hot news flying all over the place, so put on your goggles and stay with us. After weeks of nationwide protests spurred by the police killing of George Floyd, congressional leaders are finally taking action. Lawmakers in Washington today officially announced their willingness to give Black Lives Matter protesters a statue or a holiday or something. For more, I'm joined by OPR congressional correspondent Charles Dearborn. Charles, can you give us a little more context?
Sure, Leslie. We've seen sustained protests in all 50 states demanding accountability from those in power. And now Congress has heeded their call. Here's Maine Representative Edward Nix on how this all came to be.
People around this nation are calling for dramatic change. And I can assure you that we intend to meet this moment with the support it deserves. A nice memorial, say. Or perhaps a national day of remembrance that individual states can decide to declare an official day off work if they want.
Wow, that's some pretty impressive stuff.
It is indeed. If passed, it would be some of the most sweeping federal legislation to address racial inequality in decades.
Nice to see them finally putting their money where their mouth is. So what stage is the legislation at right now?
There is a bill currently being drafted, so the details are still being hammered out. One of the biggest decisions, obviously, will be whether to give them a statue or a holiday. Here's Nix with more.
I want to say to my constituents in the country, we have heard your message loud and clear. Enough is enough, and we intend to show this by building a statue of a white hand holding a black hand, or some black children looking inspirational or something. But then again, a day out probably wouldn't cost us as much. Maybe that's a way to go.
That's terrific. So do we expect this law to pass?
Well, of course, it will have to go through a Republican-controlled Senate, and several members have already been pushing to dilute the bill by providing only a small metal plaque or just rolling the whole thing into Martin Luther King Day.
Well, these all sound like great options to me, but should we expect this to appease the protesters?
Oh, yes. Based on talking to several senators, the Black Lives Matter members are going to be very excited about this big step, and this is probably the last we'll hear from them.
Wow, and do we have any comment from any of these activists?
Nah.
Sounds good. Thanks for the report, Charles. That's OPR's Charles Dearborn. Back with more right after this.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere. No one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
If I never have to read another piece of news again, I'll die a happy man. But let's face it, that was never going to happen anyway. Here's what else you need to know today. The San Diego Police Department is defending an officer who shot an unarmed protester earlier this month, citing that in the heat of the moment, the officer feared for his power. San Diego Police Chief David Nislight addressed the incident at a press conference today and said that if, quote, any of us were in his position, we would have done the exact same thing and that there would be no further investigation at this time. There is some good news today as cities around the country begin to return to normalcy. In Dallas, Texas, Mayor Eric Johnson announced the city would soon be able to enter phase 4 of pretending the coronavirus is over. Mayor Johnson applauded residents and city officials for their hard work and commitment over the past few weeks and was hopeful that the city may soon be able to enter phase 5 of citywide devastation and outright panic. And in sports, the NBA is eyeing late July as a potential return date to resume their season in Orlando, but there are still some details to iron out. Many NBA players are reportedly concerned by the league's no letters to parents rule and feel that with such a rule in place, they'll either need to shorten the season or at least be able to call home before bedtime one night a week. Personally, I think these millionaire athletes need to suck it up and quit being such mama's boys so we can get back to seeing them put their bodies on the line for my entertainment. And that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcasts. Otherwise, Daddy don't eat. And don't forget to tune in to tomorrow's episode, where we'll have the inspiring story of one white ally who is totally committed and willing to do whatever it takes to make sure people won't be mad at him. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you tomorrow.